Welcome back to eBay Radio. And now, the man who knows what drives your seller dashboard, Griff.
Well, I think I know what drives it. Hopefully you are driving it. This segment is brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Now, anyone who's ever waved a bidding paddle knows there's nothing quite like the thrill of a real live auction. I mean, it is an adrenaline rush.
I'm already getting goosebumps just talking about it.
It's so true.
Oh, yes.
I have watched my checkbook disappear at auctions because I get so carried away. Now, Gene Cook, who's very level-headed and would never, ever overspend in a live auction, is eBay's general manager of emerging verticals. And he's here to share the excitement of eBay's recent foray back into the live auction universe. Gene, why did eBay decide to get back into live auctions?
Well, first, Griff, I'll say thank you for having me. And my wife would not necessarily agree with your assessment about being level-headed when it comes to spending on live auctions.
Well, we would not. We don't know this side of you.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh,
there's
dear.
A crazy side. We got in back into this business really for some of the reasons that you called out. Frankly, people love this experience.
Oh, yeah.
And what we're really doing is we're bringing the physical auction house experience live to eBay buyers from the comfort of their own mobile device or laptop, and basically allowing them to participate in auctions that are happening in a physical location somewhere around the world. And so there's amazing inventory that's available that is sold via this format. And also, it's just a really engaging experience. And so we were excited about bringing back live auctions really for both of those reasons.
Well, what does emerging verticals mean?
Emerging verticals is the sexy name that I created to attract really interesting people. But in the context of eBay, vertical means a product category, and emerging means new or reinvented. And so that's basically our charter. We get to look at the eBay site and think of opportunities either to rethink categories that we're already in, or in other cases, to go after brand new businesses and customer experiences. And so live auctions for us is a little bit of a mix of the two. It's built and squarely focused right now on our strong heritage in collectibles and art, but it's also a new business. It's new user experience for us.
Now, I
mentioned something we're really passionate about.
I mentioned in the newscast today that at World of Concrete, eBay and ProxyBid announced a partnership. Is that your department?
That is exactly right. And who knew so many people could get excited about the World of Concrete?
But Concrete's fantastic. I love
concrete. It's awesome.
Who doesn't love a convention all about concrete?
That's right. So live auctions is an experience that's been around for thousands of years that allows people to sell high-value merchandise. And it's high-value, not necessarily expensive, but unique and uncommon. And it's really relevant across a wide range of categories. And so the categories in which we first have launched the business or the experience are our art and collectible categories, and are thrilled to be working with a number of really strong auction houses in that space. The announcement that we made last week with ProxyBid is really about moving and extending the live auction experience to new categories, including what we call business and industrial, and cars and trucks. And so there is a somewhat embarrassing picture of me looking very happy on a backhoe at my desk right next to some art prints.
How does your wife feel about you being on a backhoe? That's what I want to know.
Well, that's better than being on a front hoe.
She's perfectly fine with it.
Right.
Okay.
I'm sorry, did I say that?
Because I figured this
eBay
is where
Radio
Griff
just jumped
is
the
going
shark.
To
oh,
get
Oh, we
his...
jump the shark every week on this show. This is nothing
get his
new.
Next tractor.
No, you didn't. Lee didn't hear it, which is just as well. So I want to ask you about what kind of inventory you can find at live auctions, but I think we need to tell our listener exactly where to go to find live auctions.
Please go to ebay.com/live auctions.
It's very easy. And I'm so impressed. Now, of course, I'm biased because I'm on this side of the fence, but I'm really, if I wasn't, I'd be so impressed with the quality of merchandise I'm seeing.
We're so excited about it. This is a passion project for me and for people on the team. Really love some of this, we call it long tail, but it's rare, unique, special inventory that people really aren't able to get their hands on in other ways. And like I said, it's currently in our collectibles and art and even jewelry and watches category where we're focused. And it's a wide range of price points, everywhere from a few tens of dollars to six figures and above. really our sweet spot is going to be in a much more accessible, affordable price range. So that everybody's able to participate. I would like to tell you, Griff,
what?
About the most expensive thing that we've sold so far.
Oh, what is it? What's the most expensive thing? This is something, so we clarify.
Yeah.
It was at a live auction house, but the bidding was through eBay.
That's exactly right. So a gentleman in Nashville was able to find and purchase the very first acetate recording that Elvis Presley made.
It was
a gift for his mother. He went into Sun Records, just sort of walked in off the street, and said that he'd like to pay $4 to record a record. He did that. And then he went over to his friend's house, who had a record player, to listen to it, and left it at his friend's house.
Unbelievable. Left it at his friend's house.
That's right.
Wow, what a lucky friend.
What did it go for?
It went for $240,000.
Oh, my.
Yikes.
A lot of money.
Little did he know back then.
That's right.
Can you describe for us how the live auctions differ from a regular eBay auction?
Yeah, that's a great question. So a regular eBay auction, as everybody knows, has a fixed end time. We say that it's going to end at 12 noon and the bidding picks up as you get closer to the end. A live auction, just like people have seen in TV and movies, what people will do is they will go to an event. They will go to what they call the auction floor. And a physical auctioneer, a man or woman, will stand up and we'll introduce an item and talk about the item briefly and say, I'm going to start the bidding at X or at Y. And then, just like you've seen on TV, point around the room as different people bid. Now, with eBay's participation, he or she will sometimes point to somebody over at the side who's manning a computer and monitoring eBay bids. And so the bidding goes on just as long as people continue to bid. And then they're going once, going twice, going three times, and then it is sold.
Interesting. I'd love to. Actually, I have been on the at a live auction up in San Rafael back in 2007, I think it was, when we had the old platform.
Right.
And watched how those bids came in from eBay. It was fascinating. I'd love to go do that again to see how it's changed. Like I said, so that one item that sold, the Elvis item, that was the most expensive item. But realistically, what kind of participation are we seeing overall, to the extent that you can talk about it? These auctions are going to happen whether or not an eBay bidder bids on them or not, but are eBay bidders bidding on these listings?
They are, and I can't really cite numbers, but I can say that both we and the auction houses are really pleasantly surprised.
They're pleasantly surprised?
Point, the number
good.
Of bids that we're seeing. And I'll just say the experience, and I'm biased, clearly, but the experience, we're extremely proud of it. It's one of the most engaging things, I believe, from a buyer perspective that eBay has ever launched. People, instead of spending 30 seconds, a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes on the site, are spending half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour on the site. This is a fun, engaging experience, and people are actually coming back and back with a frequency that is way beyond our expectations.
So that's good. I see one here for nine things that I'm interested in the civil rights movement. Okay.
Yeah.
This is a 1960s American Icons John and Bobby Kennedy and Martin Luther King funeral fan. And it's going to take place Saturday, February 21st. The starting bid is $75. So what does it mean? Oh, it's got a seller's estimate here of $150 to $250. Is that what the seller thinks it's going to go for?
That's right.
What is the buyer's premium? It says 15% applied to the winning bid.
So that is a great question. That is a key way in which these live auctions are different than a standard eBay auction. So in the live auction world, there is the concept of a buyer's premium, and this is a fee that is tacked on to the traditional cost of the item. This is, frankly, simply how the auction houses make their money, and we pass that fee on to the buyer. We try to do so in a way that is super transparent, frankly, bleeding edge of making sure that we're over-communicating that. So the buyer's premium is sort of associated with this inventory really being available in the first place. So you would see this item, and then on eBay, you would click that you wanted to register for that event. That registration usually is just one confirmation page, which is an enhancement that we just launched. It's super easy. It takes about 10 seconds, and then you are registered for the event. You can, there's a button that allows you to add it to any one of a number of different types of calendars as you would like for a reminder. And then if you choose to, you can bid in advance of the auction starting. And then when the auction actually starts and the auctioneer gets to that item, then you're able to participate in real time and track bids that are coming in to that auction, whether it's on the floor or all the way around the world.
Okay, so, I've cool. just been approved to bid on that fan.
Congratulations.
Uh-oh. Are you going to bid on it?
Of I think
you
should. Of course I am.
Oh, you should.
So I'm going to, it says add to calendar.
Let me add it to my list so I can bid on it too.
Oh,
no, that's just, that's a typical auction psychology is to try to psych the other bidder out.
I was just about to say, what I like to do is talk about the events that I'm so excited about, but I get kind of vague when I talk about specific items.
Exactly.
I'm looking at some stuff thinking, oh, wow, yeah, I like that.
I've been approved to bid.
Great.
So I could bid early. Like now?
You can bid early, and the auctioneer will look at all the bids that come in early, and then those bids will be applied, and then in real time, when people are actually bidding on the floor as well, that's when the things really pop.
I have to say something. It's much more fun to actually bid in real time on these.
It's fun. Like, it's people get excited. They get carried away.
They do.
We haven't heard any complaints, though. We got people coming back.
Okay, so I have another question because I'm involved in this now. I'm involved.
So you're invested.
I'm invested.
All right.
Oh, gosh. Can he stay, Greg, for a few moments?
Can you stay, Gene?
Sure.
Yeah, Gene Thanks. Can stay. This segment was brought to you by Bid on Fusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Up next, your calls, 888-723-4630. Stick with us. Gene's going to talk more about live auctions here on eBay Radio.
Shipping between 1 and 5 packages a day and still looking for that perfect shipping sweet spot? You should be spending time growing your business, not seeking out shipping solutions. You can quit looking now because Andesha's services rock. When you need USPS shipping labels and tracking services, Andesha's integrated system imports orders and information directly from your account at eBay. The efficiency is breathtaking. The automatic discounts and qualified postage rates will also tickle your fancy. And La Peace de Resistance, you can proudly brand your company by featuring your logo or message on your own customized shipping labels. And at the end of the day, when the goods are safely on their way to your customers, you'll know you've chosen the best. Andesha.com. There's a 30-day free trial waiting for you now at ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio. You found your shipping sweet spot.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool. Tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Sometimes it seems nobody knows what your online business is actually about. The product sourcing, the fulfillment, the different stores, all the accounts, the taxes. You work real hard to make it profitable. Well, Kabbage gets it. They know what it takes to put the pieces together. And when you need some extra working capital to boost your bottom line, just ask. And they'll take a quick look at your e-commerce history and know instantly how much of a Kabbage advance to send. Kabbage with a K.com. They believe in you.